Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. Authorities in the Var have reported that a body has been recovered from the sea, which is believed to be that of a motorist who went missing from Saint-Maxime last night. The severe weather conditions in the area resulted in local flooding, which swept the car away. There has been widespread damage across the département. Houses and other buildings have also been hit by floodwater, and emergency crews were called out over 200 times throughout the night. Météo France has maintained the orange weather warning in the region and extended the same alert for the island of Corsica. The east coast of the United States is starting to survey the damage left behind after Hurricane Michael hit the area, with winds reaching 250 kilometers an hour. At least two people have been declared dead as one of the most powerful storms to hit the country ripped roofs off houses and downed power lines. Nearly 300,000 homes and businesses were left without electricity, and thousands of residents have moved to emergency shelters. The hurricane has now been downgraded to a tropical storm as it makes its way towards the state of Georgia. In protest at the imminent closure of the maternity hospital Du Blanc in the central département of Indre, 60 local mayors are threatening to resign. The hospital faces closure due to a shortage of doctors and midwives. The number of births at the centre has gone from 400 in 2009 to 255 last year, but its closure will mean that local residents will now need to travel for an hour to reach Châteauroux or Poitiers in order to give birth. A letter written by eight doctors to the Minister of Health, Agnès Buzyn, has made strong recommendations that the tax on alcohol is increased to help finance addiction problems which are becoming more prevalent in French society. Alcohol-related health issues are thought to contribute to 50,000 deaths each year. A Soyuz rocket on its way to the International Space Station has had to make an emergency landing shortly after having taken off from a base in Kazakhstan. There was an apparent failure to the booster system, which led to the aborted trip. Both crew members are reported to be safe and in contact with rescue teams. And finally, the French football team will take on Iceland tonight in a friendly match in Guingamp. The world champion team, which sees the inclusion of Marseille player Florian Thauvin, will take to the pitch at 9 o'clock this evening. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.